This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 370 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we have a guest. He will be joining us. I'll introduce him in just a second, but let me let you know what movie we're going to be covering here. We're going to be wrapping up our Jet Li month. We've done a lot of martial arts, Alex. A lot of martial arts this month. We had the Police Story franchise, and then we also covered a bunch of Jet Li movies and a lot of different styles of Jet Li movie too. We had like futuristic sci-fi action. We had fantasy action. We had the other one, Unleashed, which is like a gritty sort of, so all different.
The superhero?
Yeah.
With the black mask.
Superhero, black mask. So all different types. And this week we're going to be doing 2006 called Jet Li's Fearless. Before we bring in our guest, Alex, had you ever seen or heard of this movie?
Nope.
Never. So this was just a totally first time everything.
Well, when it comes to martial arts movies, like I'm starting to get into heavily now. So like most of the stuff like with Jet Li, I haven't seen much of. Like if it's not American movie, I haven't, you know, I most likely seen it.
Okay, so first time. Now, let's bring in our guest. We got David. He's back. He was here for our last episode, Godzilla 2014. And he's going to be on some future episodes. So David, go ahead and say hello. Let everyone know where they can find you.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, you can find me and my buddy TurnerFan77 on Faces for Radio podcast. It's Faces, the number 4, Radio on YouTube. You can also find us on Spotify and Facebook, Instagram, and all that stuff.
There you go. And I've been on their show. It's a good time. They've been on our show. It's a good time. Alex been on their show. It was a bad time for him, but he had fun. At least.
Yeah. Alex still has nightmares about being on the show.
It was interesting.
His trigger word is black demon. I'm just gonna say black demon is his trigger word. He just goes off. He's like, I can't take it anymore.
So also shout out to Rich, David's partner, who by the way, funny side note, I love that Rich always would say his name is TurnerFan77 aka Rich, as if that was not his real name. He did the opposite of most.
He's the artist formerly known as Rich.
He's actually TurnerFan77.
Rich is his fake name.
I'm gonna start introducing myself as Nate Flix aka Nate and see what people say. Like, what the heck. Shut up. Anyway, let's get into this movie. David, had you seen this movie prior? I'm assuming yes, because I saw you own it, but you're familiar with this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you got the DVD.
I've seen it a dozen times, yeah.
Okay, a dozen times? I like that. This was my second time ever seeing this movie. So, and it was first time since 2006. So nearly 20 years since I watched this movie. And I love revisiting these movies that I saw when I was 19 when this movie came out. I love revisiting stuff from the mid-2000s, you know, because I was like in high school. So I still loved movies, but not as much as I do now, and very different. So I'm interested to talk about this with you guys. Before we do, let me go ahead and give you some Rotten Tomato scores really quick. Very good numbers here again. So this was a back-to-back week where we have some good reviewed stuff. This has a 73% critic score and an 86% audience score. So regular people really enjoy this. Critics seem to enjoy it. Also, before, and I'm going to get your guys' take on this, Alex, you had mentioned this did come out in the US. This had an $18 million budget, US dollars, and it made in the US it made $68 million. So just here, wow. Profitable, but also I think it was pretty big in China, you know, because where Jet Li's from. So a big success. Alex, what do you think about all these numbers?
Oh, I believe it. Once you watch this movie, you're like, okay. I would have been shocked if it was like in the 50s and the 60s for this type of movie, but no, I'm not surprised at all.
David, what do you got?
Totally agree with that. I have no problem seeing this in the 80s for an audience review. I knew the critics review would be lower, but still in the 70s, that's really good. Also, you know, IMDb is giving this a 7.6 with 79,000 reviews. So there's quite a bit of people that like this movie, because usually IMDb is quite a bit lower.
Now, interesting director here before we get into the review, Ronnie Yu. Now, if you don't know Ronnie Yu, that's okay. He's done a ton of like these kind of movies, a lot of movies in China. However, if you are familiar with his American output, he's the director of Bride of Chucky and Freddy vs. Jason. So he's done a couple of U.S. horror movies from the late 90s, early 2000s. I like Freddy vs. Jason, but that is kind of an action movie. And now when you watch this, you'd be like, yeah, I could see this guy did a freaking action movie where two monster guys fight each other. But anyway, he's done more of these types of movies. I just think it's hilarious that his U.S. movies, his main ones are Bride of Chucky and Freddy vs. Jason. So Alex, since you never seen this movie at all, I'm going to go to you first on this one. Lead character, of course, he is played by our boy, Jet Li. That's why it's covered here. His name is Huo Yunjia. I don't know how to say these names. We're just going to call him Jet Li. What did you think of Jet Li in this?
I liked him in this movie. So, you know, it's eerie, similar to Ip Man 1. Very eerie. I mean, similar. Eerie. I'm not saying a similar movie, but in terms of like, this guy was in the highest of highs. Something happens. He goes away and becomes poor and nothing. And then he comes back to avenge his people. And then all of a sudden, he's a legend at the end. So it's kind of like Ip Man, where Ip Man was super rich. The China came, take his money. Then he was living with the poor. Then he fought. And then, you know. So anyway, in terms of character. Oh, I like this character. Oh, man, this dude was like, and it was weird. He was arrogant. Well, at first as a kid, I love that they show him as a kid with the other friend with the glasses, how they grew up together. I thought that was pretty cool. And I thought it made the movie more heartfelt. You're like, oh, wow. You know, he's getting picked on. His father had honor. He fought the other guy's father and he allowed him to win. You know, so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Then when Jet Li, he goes, I'm not never losing again, baby. He's like, you want my ass this time. It ain't happening. And then I loved it. He had an arrogance about him. He was just, he needed to win every fight, every challenge he took to the death. He won it all. And then, of course, it bit him in the ass in the middle of the movie. He went away to his grandmother's, whatever, to some other place. And then he came back to learn his mistakes and everything. And he lost his wife and kid, which I thought that was really heartfelt. I was like, holy hell, that's crazy. But again, arrogance brought that out. Every action, there is a consequence. And the consequence was that he lost his wife and kid. And I was like, holy crap. You saw that shit really bite it in the butt. And then at the end, I'm not going to lie. I was really freaking tight that they poisoned his ass. I was like, what? No way. And you know what? It actually worked. I was into it. I was really invested into it. I was like, holy crap. And I will say this. We watched the unrated version. There's three cuts where me and Nate was discussing which one to watch. I did buy the Blu-ray. I didn't come in time. So we all decided on the unrated. While David didn't have the Blu-ray version, he had the DVD. I will say the pacing of this movie is fucking fast. I was so into it that I was like, damn, this movie's already done. Like, I was like, really? So I'm really now invested to see the director's cut. Because Nate said it added another 30 minutes to it. If this movie flew the way it did, then extra 30 minutes of more fighting I could take.
Yeah, let me just tell you something here. Just looking at the film was originally 140 minutes long. That's the director's cut.
Okay.
It was reduced to 105, which we watched the one that was like 108 or something like that. Scenes with Michelle Yao were removed. So she's going to be in the director's cut. Also, a fight between Jet Li and a Thai boxer were removed. So he's going to fight someone who's doing that Thai, like that Thai style. Yeah. So some more action for you, Alex, is what it sounds like there's going to be in that director's cut.
Well, Papa Light.
Papa Light.
Papa Light. Papa is going to watch that shit again tonight.
Yes. The Blu-ray does feature all three cuts. Anyway, what was your score?
My score was 5.5.
5.5?
It's a 5.
5.5?
It's a 5.
Wait a minute. Is this final tab? 5.1.
Yeah, I give it a 5. His character's perfect.
Very nice. David, what do you got?
Okay. I did not give it a 5. And I have my reasons for that. But I love the character arc here of the lead with Jet Li and what he did. I do see the similarities to Ip Man, but this came out before Ip Man. So Ip Man kind of copied this, even though, I mean, but they're both, you know, martial arts masters, and there's a story in China and Japan took over, all that kind of stuff. So the history of it makes sense that both of these would be similar. Also, the insert of the Westerners, the dude with the sword and the dude with the spear. And then you've got the reason why my name is on there as Dave O'Brien, Hercules O'Brien, played by none other than Nathan Jones, who I wrestled with UPW. Biggest, strongest dude I have ever met. And we're really good friends. So it's the reason why I kind of bought this movie in the first place. Besides, I'm a huge Jet Li fan. When I saw he was in the movie, I got it. So it was a no-brainer. I ended up going 4 for the lead here because I believe that Jet Li was not a leader in the beginning of the movie is where I was going. He ended up being a leader, but in the beginning, he was really kind of the villain the way he was behaving until his family died and he went off and did his thing and he meditated and he met the blind girl and planted rice the wrong way and he did all that kind of crap. That's when he became the lead for me. That's when he became the hero and he came back and he was just stellar. So I ended up at a 4.
The exact thing you just said is why I gave it a 5. this dude was an asshole. this dude was an asshole in the beginning. But this is a journey. This movie's a journey. He goes on a, you know, and I loved it. First of all, Jet Li's performance, fantastic in this movie. Yeah. He's really, really good. Arrogant. Listen, he got asthma. He can't fight. His dad's like, no, you can't fight. I got asthma. And I did when I was a kid, so I could relate. You can't do crap. You know, and he's like, nope, you ain't gonna fight. You got asthma? No. And he's like, but I just want to train. He's like, no. Then he goes to watch his dad fight. He knows his dad could just destroy this guy, but he doesn't. He's like, you know, I'm gonna let this guy win because I could kill him. Jet Li, as a young kid, doesn't understand that concept. And so then him and the other kid fight. Kid beats him and he's like, I'm never gonna lose again. That's it. I'm never gonna lose. And then he's a douche. He grows up. He trains. First of all, he trains his butt off. He becomes the fighter. He bumps into that kid again when they're grown up. That kid is still like bigger than him and is like, you can still get. I love the part with the freaking, with the casket and like hitting it at each other. But when the other dude hits it, the top also comes at him. And it's like, oh my gosh, this guy's just constantly one-upping him. And I know people like this in life. They got to win in everything. They just got to win in everything. They're annoying. It's like, dude, you can be you're a sore loser and a sore winner. And he was a sore winner. You know what I mean? He was not a likable winner. Going on that and then seeing him fight the guy, he kills the dude. He like punches his freaking rib out of his back or whatever. Awesome fight. But we're going to talk about in action. And then his family gets murdered because of it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this dude really killed his daughter, his mom. Then he goes in exile. And that's when you learn and you become a better person. And when he comes back, I loved the version of him that comes back where he's like, look, his friend that kept paying for his stuff, like kept his house and their dynamic. Alex, you touched on it. I loved it. I thought it was great. You know, then he still wants to fight, but now he doesn't want to kill people. He doesn't want to kill. He still wants to win, but he ain't trying to kill everybody. And the ending is just great, dude. Like he's poisoned. And he hits that dude with the death blow, but he stops. And the guy's like, oh, you beat me. I know you beat me. And he goes out as a legend. I think that's a beautiful journey. I loved it. I gave him a 5. I was totally in. I really enjoyed it. All right, now main villain, which is going to be tough because there's not there's not a main villain, I guess. So I just want to see, we'll see how you guys score it. David, you get to go first. What did you score, who, and what did you give him?
Okay, so there's a lot of minor villains. Here, you've got, like I said, you've got Hercules O'Brien who fought him, but then he earns his respect. You've got Master Chin, who is the dude with the caskets back and forth. You got the other dude that was on that platform with all that and with his horse shot and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, the true villain in this movie is Huo Wen Cha, is Jet Li. He is the villain and the lead in this movie. He was his own worst enemy, and it was said in the movie that the only person that can defeat you is you. The only person you're going to lose against is yourself. And then he kills Master Chin. He gets his wife and daughter killed. He loses his school. Everything's basically he ruins himself. He destroys himself and then he goes and reforms himself. I'm at a 5 for villain because I think Jet Li as the villain in the beginning of the movie was epic. And that was paramount to him becoming the hero that he was at the end. So I went 5 for villain. That was my favorite part of him.
Alex, how did you go about this?
Well, I mean, if we're going to go with Jet Li as the villain, then I'm going to go with a 5 because... I mean, he told his friend, we're not friends no more, because he wanted to beat this guy's ass. Like, he literally ended his friend's relationship in the restaurant so he could fight this guy on his birthday and kill him on his birthday. Like, that's the most villain shit. Yeah, that's villain to the villain. So, with that said, yeah, I agree with David on this one. Jet Li is the villain. I'm going to give him a 5.
Wow. I'm not going. You know what? I'll be the weirdo then. I'll be the weirdo. Because I respect your guys' takes. I'm not going to argue it. I still looked at him as the hero and a hero who had to learn. So I went with more traditional style. And guess what? There ain't no villains in this that are main. Even that Chen guy, he's not a villain. What did he do? He fought him when he was a kid. He beat him and he trained some people. He doesn't, you know, like he likes to mess with him, but I wouldn't consider him a bad guy. And then he dies for it on his birthday, which is like, he didn't really do anything. The Japanese guy he fights at the end, that guy's not a villain. He's like kind of forced into it and he respects him. Like they meet, talk, you know, all this kind of stuff. I guess the outside of China, more like the Western world, you could consider a sort of villainous in the way that they are portrayed here, wanting to come in, crush China, and do all that stuff. So if anything, because this is a very, it's a Chinese film, so it's very pro-China, obviously. So I could see them as kind of being villainous, but it's too vague. I gave it a one, and I'm going to stick with it. I think the villain element, the true villain element, there's not one that I can latch onto. If I was going to go your guys' route, then yeah, he's the best villain and the best hero in the whole movie. So yeah, but I'm going to stick with one just to be different. But good scores. I like your guys' approach as well. All right, here we go, baby. You know what we're here for. It's an action podcast. Alex, what'd you think of this martial arts action?
Oh, hands down, a six. Hands down. That's the unrated version, the six.
The director's cut.
Yeah, this is a five. This has tons of action. We did a lot of martial arts films. This had to be the one that had a lot from beginning to end and different styles of fighting. Whether he had the sword or the three triangle sticks or whatever the hell he was that he was throwing at the guy, and I thought that was really cool. The sword fighting, different styles. I like the guy in the platform with the tiger thing, and then he started laughing, and then he started, he kicked him off the balcony. So like that was fun. And then they had the actual real fight between him and the kid that beat him up as a kid. I thought that was really cool. I mean, he destroyed his friend's restaurant, the wine everywhere. Then he hit him with that death blow, which I thought was pretty cool. I'll let you guys add more to it. But yeah, I gave it a five.
Five. All right, David, what do you got?
It was a no-brainer five. I kept going down to a 4.5, and I kept doing that because of all the wire work that they have. So there's a lot of that wire work where they're flying through stuff and jumping up too high and things like that. But that's what you want in that type of movie. So I was like, no, it's a five. The action is stellar all the way through. There's all sorts of, like Alex said, different fighting styles, different things going on. Even the tension before the fight, you get this, okay, something's about to go down. And really, it's like the entire movie, unlike Unleashed, which was another show that I was on, was another Jet Li movie, which we gave that one a five as well, but it was a little bit different. But either way, they're both like, they're in the ring and the fighting. The purpose is, especially through the first part of the movie, that he's trying to win all of his fights. So it's all about fighting and it's all about winning until it's not. And then the story comes out. So yeah, it's a five for the action. Amazing.
I guess then I will give it a 1+4. I give it a five. Yeah, this friggin', listen, great. You guys said it all. Great action. I love the fight with the guy in the restaurant. It's great. Busting everything up. I was stressed out the whole time because I'm like, bro, his friend is going to be so mad. He's just busting up all his table. Literally, as soon as the fight starts, they break a table. And I'm like, oh no, he's just going to destroy the whole place. But it's so well shot. Ronnie Yu shoots the hell out of these fight scenes, honestly. They look great. They are a little different than some of the other Jet Li movies that we've done in that there is a lot of edit. There's a lot of cuts, but I wouldn't call it quick cutting. You could definitely see it shot wide, so you could see stuff. But every once in a while, he'll go into a close-up, but it's like, it's smartly done. You know what I mean? Like, it's a close-up to show a certain blow or something like that. It's not like unintelligible where it's just like Jason Bourne style and you don't even know what's happening. These guys are all very talented martial artists and fighters, and they get to show what they can do. There's some slow-mo in here. A lot of different styles of action shooting. And I liked all of it. And I gave it a five. And there's plenty of it. Plenty of action. You ain't going to be a very, very good mix of story and action. You get both here. No complaints from me. So fives across the board for the action. All right. Storyline. David, what did you think of the story here?
Okay. Storyline is really good here. This is where the storyline kind of shines a little bit in how... But it's all about Jet Li. It's all about his arc, even as a kid. He grows up. He becomes this total prick, beating everybody's ass. And then something really bad happens to him. And then he arcs again and he becomes like the hero that he was meant to be. I love that story, but the story is all about Jet Li's character. And there's really nothing about anybody else. Not even his wife and daughter. His wife and daughter are not non-existent. You don't really, you see him and he loves him, but he doesn't really pay attention to him and he doesn't really do anything. Even his dad who was the master before. So ultimately I came down to a four. I love the story, but the story is just singularly focused on Jet Li's character throughout the
Yes. Okay. Very good. And by the way, forgot to mention, Alex, once again, third movie in a row, you and Wu Ping directing, the choreography, the fight choreography. I think you should just go to IMDb and look at any movie he did and just watch that, because they're going to have the best fights.
I think so.
Because literally, he did Unleashed, he did Forbidden Kingdom, he did this one, and all of them, we gave fives. So yeah. Pretty good. Alex, what did you think of the storyline?
So I was a little, how do I say, I was heavy invested into the movie, and I thought it was a great storytelling. And I think the strength of this was the story. And you could glorify it with the action sequences. You could go, the action alone could give the movie its praises. But I think telling the story of this one guy that had it all, lost it all, and then regained it again at the end, it's pretty a cool story for this type of movie. And I think Jet Li was a great actor for this movie, because his speed and fighting worked. But not only that, his delivery and the acting is what even elevated this movie. When he lost his kid, he started screaming and he grabbed that sword and just ran, look all jittery, walking over like a zombie because he was just so hurt. But what happened? And then the kid was like, I didn't, and cuts his throat in front of everybody. I mean, yeah, see it from the mom's point of view too. She lost her husband that day and her godson. That is crazy. And then he meets this blind girl, which is funny because I didn't even know she was blind. So like, to me, even at the end of the movie, she was standing there and I was like, and he's doing all his moves. I was just like, did she felt him through the wind? Like, how did she know he was there? You know what I mean? Like, did she sense it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, did she sense his spirit?
And he was kind of glowing. It was like a Jedi thing.
There was a lot of stars in that sky. It was definitely some otherworldly stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think she sensed his presence there. And I guess she's, saw it from her eyes. So I thought it was genius. I thought it was really good. I was not bored. This thing flew. And I'm definitely going to watch the director's cut because I was like, I want to see it now. But I gave it a 5. I was into the movie. I was heavy invested in the movie, and I didn't see no flaws in it for me. So I give it a 5.
All right. Now, just a quick fun fact. You know who would not give this movie a 5? The descendants of our main character who Jet Li played in 2006. His 81-year-old grandson stated he was unhappy that the movie showed him as causing trouble, which led to the deaths of his mother and daughter. Also denounced the filmmakers for depicting his grandfather as a violent fighter, and sued Jet Li and the filmmakers for defamation. The case was thrown out because they said, nah, it's fictitious. And also, he looks kind of cool.
That's the way he said.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what the court said. They said, nah, he's kind of gangster. We're going to let it stand. So anyway, the family did not like the movie. Because of course, like every family, you don't want anyone to, it's got to be, this guy was perfect. He didn't do anything wrong. And
didn't they do the same thing with Oppenheimer? The grandson or something like that was just
anything
like.
Anything that shows anything negative, it's like, yeah. Nope, he didn't do that. He was perfect. So maybe the dude was, maybe he wasn't. It does, this definitely feels like an inspired by and not a right on true story, which is okay. So anyway, all that said, I liked it. I thought the storyline was good. I gave it a 4. I think Jet Li, again, I enjoyed his character arc. I think it's a great arc. I think it's well told. I would be interested to watch the director's cut. I'll probably wait like a year or so because I don't like watching movies too close together, even if it's a different cut. But I am interested to see how different it is and what they add to the story. But as it is, this unrated version, which is only 3 minutes longer than theatrical, so I'm sure it's similar. I think this one maybe a little more violent because there was some blood and stuff like that in this version. So yeah, I thought it was very good. I thought all the characters were interesting. The only reason I didn't give it a 5, I don't know. It's something about it where I like the whole arc, like I said, but it did feel like the part where he goes and they just call him Ox and he's like planting the little rice and all that kind of stuff. It's important and it's necessary, but it does slow the momentum a bit for me in the story. So just because of that, I just marked a little bit off. I still think it's a great storyline. I gave it a 4. All right. Overall, Alex, what's your total? Or what's your overall score?
Well, overall, I gave it a 5. I think it's a perfect balance. Well, it's not perfect balance because it's more action heavy than storyline, but I think it worked. It worked well. It comped each other throughout this movie. Jet Li was amazing. All the actors did their job very well. I liked them all. Even Nathan Jones's character, when he didn't even do much, but I liked him in the ring. He looked like that type of dude. I liked when he almost fell. He caught him with his foot. It was a whoop. And then, yeah, he gave him a lot of respect because he would have killed him right there. Yeah, the ring of death.
Spikes. He would have killed him. Yeah. And held his legs. He was like.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So I give it a 5.
All right. David, what do you got?
dude, it was a great revisit. I love this movie. It was fun to rewatch. This is one that you can watch over and over again just for the action. But the story was still good. I was still invested, even though I knew everything that was going on. So I liked it a lot. And it's probably one, if not my favorite, of the Jet Li films. Besides, there's a couple of his older ones that I really liked as far as action goes. And then a couple of his newer ones I like better for the story. But this has the best mix of the movies that he's done modern-wise in the 2000s. So I gave it a 4.5. I think it's excellent. I think it is a little overbalanced to fight to story, but it works really well. And it's an awesome film.
Nice. All right. I gave it a 4 overall. Or my brain, of course, an 8 out of 10. That's just how I think. So I think it's a very good movie. I think it's it has a nice blend of a good story, good acting, good action, and it's entertaining. Sometimes these movies can be, even with the fighting and everything, they can be non-entertaining. You know what I mean? Like, it could get boring when they're not fighting. I never was bored in this movie, Alex. Like you said, I feel like it was an hour 40 and it flew right by. I did not even feel like I was watching a movie for that long. So the runtime is good. The pacing is good. Action is good. Great, actually. Very, very good. So I enjoyed it a lot. I gave it a 4. The only thing, you know, the in our format, the lack of the traditional sort of like villain. When I'm doing action movies, I kind of do like that, but it's okay. It doesn't hurt the movie. I still enjoy it. I think it's very good. So what is your total points, Alex?
Oh, it was a 25 out of a 25.
A perfect score. A
perfect score, yeah.
A perfect score for Alex. David, what do you got?
I have 22.5 as my final score.
22.5, and I'm the low man. 19 out of 25. But that's because I didn't give I gave the villains a 1. So, you know. Hey, what are you going to do? Even if I just gave him a 3, I would have been up to a 21. So, yes, a very good movie.
Yeah.
A nice way to, I think, especially after Steven Seagal month, where we started off hot and then ended with a couple of duds, this was a good way to end it on a high note. Jet Li month, way better. Way better. Started off kind of wonky with Black Mask, but then we went up. We went on an elevator. We went right on up, baby. So, that wraps it up for Jet Li. Now, let me tell you what we got coming up. So next episode, we will be continuing on with the MonsterVerse movies. So we'll be doing Kong Skull Island. That is the next in that franchise. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just go crazy. Let's just go full kaiju, full monster. All of July, all we're doing is big monster movies, which I'm so glad Alex said he doesn't really like these movies in our last episode, because he's going to be watching a whole bunch of them, and he's got to try and be objective. So let's see what happens here. We're going to be doing King Kong 2005, the Peter Jackson version. We'll be covering that movie. We will be covering Pacific Rim, which Alex said he don't really like, and I love unabashedly. So that's going to be a fun one. We're going to be doing Godzilla 98. So we're busting out. We had to. I can't believe we made it this many episodes without doing the Roland Emmerich classic Godzilla from 1998, featuring Puff Daddy and Jimmy Page on the soundtrack. And then we're going to wrap it up with a video game adaptation / monster film called Rampage with my boy Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So we're going big monsters, big destruction all month. Keep an eye out for the month of destruction that is July here on the Action Movie Guys podcast.
David, promote your Faces for Radio.
All right. You guys check out the Faces for Radio podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're also on Spotify. Live stream is by the numbers and it's on Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m., 9:30 Eastern time.
All right. There you guys have it. That's Faces for Radio. So thank you so much for sitting down with us for these two episodes. So with that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews, anything AMG podcast. You guys can now follow us on YouTube in our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys, or take us on the go on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and of course, YouTube Music. But with that said, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa, and that is David from Faces for Radio. Be awesome to each other and geek out.